Okay, so the bracha refa'enu, is we discussed this last week a little bit. The bracha is the eighth bracha of the Shemona Esrei. Let me get my notes. What happened to my notes? I had notes here. I lost my notes. What happened here? 1 second. I lost my notes. Alright, I don't know where my notes are. I can't find it. Gone. I can't find it. Okay, so let's just do it from memory. Okay, here we go. Shemona Esrei, we have the bracha Rifa'enu Hashem. I'll just read the bracha again. Rifa'enu Hashem, may you heal us. V'nei Rafen, we will be healed. Hoshi'enu, save us. V'nei Vashayan, we will be saved. Ki Silasenu, to you are our praise. V'alei Rifu'a Shleimu L'chol Makaseinu. We ask Hashem, he should bring forth a Rifu'a Shleimu to all of our wounds. Kikel Melech Rofei Ne'emon V'racham Anot. Baruch Ato Hashem Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. You Hashem are the healer of the Jewish people. So we discussed a whole bunch of ideas last week. Okay, let's discuss some things. Some short ideas. First thing we want to discuss is what is the repetition. Rifa'enu Hashem, may you Hashem, may you heal us. V'nei Rofei, and we will be healed. What exactly does that mean? So. Why are there two expressions describing our quest of healing? Hashem save us, v'nei rofei. Now this, by the way, is really taken from a pasuk. The pasuk, I think, in Yirmiyah, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rofei. There's a similar pasuk. There's a similar pasuk in Yirmiyah. That's really where this thing comes from. However, the Anshei Knesses HaGadol have taken that pasuk and they have adapted, they have changed it into the form that we have it, which basically is for a double form of healing. And the basic, easiest answer is, and we say this all the time, is that something called Refuas HaNefesh and Refuas HaGuf. A person's neshama needs healing and a person's guf needs healing. And the neshama corresponds to the guf. And we ask in Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's the source of our illness? Where does the illness come from? We need to be healed spiritually, and then when we are healed spiritually, there's a trickle-down effect. Naturally, the cause for the physical ailment goes away. Many people, they go to Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha, for refuah, and he tells them to learn things in Torah that relate to the illness that they have. For example, if a person is suffering from a foot disease, he tells them to learn Parakeitzet HaRegel. It sounds humorous almost, okay? It sounds very humorous that if a person has a problem with his feet, that he should learn in Bava Kamma, Ketzad HaRegel, the laws of animals damaging with their feet. There are four different forms of damage regarding animals. Shor, Bor, Mazakeva. There's a form of damage where the animal kicks. So the Perek in Bava Kamma that deals with the laws of animals damaging with their feet is what he tells people to study, to master, and that will be a merit for them, that their own feet will be healed. It sounds humorous to a person that learning, you know, doesn't mean very much. It is. But you have to appreciate that for Rav Chaim Kanievsky, whose whole life is nothing but learning Torah, it has a lot of meaning. Because there is an emunas chazal that a person's physical illness is rooted in a spiritual illness. And when a person focuses on that spiritual ailment, that automatically will cure the physical ailment. No one, though, can possibly know what is the spiritual ailment. So the person does the best that he can, like a catch-all. We know that we say that a person has 300, they are Ramach Evadim Ushasa Gidov, 365 limbs, and 200... Ramach Evarim, 248 limbs, in the body and 365 sinews. Now, we've said this before, that I don't think anyone today, I can't imagine there's a anatomy book that's going to match up for you, which will count the grand total of 613 and break down the body into two parts, break down the body into 248 limbs and 365 sinews. Highly doubt this, you're going to find anyone in this world that's going to try to organize the body into 613 parts and match up the limbs with into the category of 248 and sinews into 365. Yet Chazal tell us that's how it is. A person is built upon the blueprint of the Torah, and the Torah has 613 mitzvahs, which are divided into two parts, which are the mitzvah say and the mitzvah say, and that reveals that in the body. And this is very interesting, though, because if you want to take this idea scientifically and you want to go talk to a big doctor who really knows his stuff, and you can challenge the doctor to show you that parts of the body are positive elements and parts of the body are negative elements. When you look at a limb in the body, what is its role? You have to always ask the question, the role, is this organ, is this portion of the body, is it working to do something? Or is its goal to prevent the body from not doing something? Okay, we know that the person is bleeding, so the person very much wants that the blood should clot so that the person shouldn't bleed out. The person needs to go to the Beis HaKisei, so the person, the body, and the bladder, you know, there are times the organs have to close the body so a person should be able to function. His body just shouldn't release waste continuously. So one thing that we do learn from Chazal's analysis of comparing the body to Taryag mitzvahs is, being that Taryag mitzvahs are broken down into two parts, positive and negative, that means in the body, there are parts of the body that are positive, whose role is to do something, and there are parts of the body whose role is not to do something, to prevent damage in the body, something from happening, something that happening in the body that would be negative. That's an interesting observation that comes forth by comparing the body to the Torah, to the Taryag mitzvahs. Now, going forward with that idea, so if a person is suffering from an illness, if he were to know, okay, the limb that he's suffering from, if he has a limb that is causing him pain, if a person would have the ability to know which one of the Taryag mitzvahs corresponds specifically to that particular limb or sinew which is causing him the problem, then he would just need to properly master that spiritual element in his life, whatever that mitzvah represents, and then he'll have no problem. Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu, when the Malach attacked him, he injured the Gid Hanoshe. The Gid Hanoshe, Chazal say corresponds to which mitzvah does it correspond to? I already forgot how that works. Okay, let's put it aside. But this whole elaboration is just to appreciate that when we say in the bracha, Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rofei, may you Hashem heal us and we will be healed. The reason, some of the simplest mafarshim explain the reason why we have repetition of the double healing is one to heal the neshama and the other to heal the guf, because the ailment of the guf is correlated to the neshama. Okay, that's one idea. Now let me give you another idea. There's some other ideas I think a little bit more satisfactory. Rifa'enu Hashem, may you heal us Hashem, v'nei rofei. This is a very nice idea. So this Rabbi Mansur Sefer on Tefillah. The Rabbi Mansur, he wrote a very beautiful Sefer on Shmona Esrei, and they just very recently reprinted it. I have the old edition. It's probably the same exact thing. It's a very beautiful Sefer. He says here a very powerful idea. Sometimes the person goes to the doctor, and it's a very big struggle for the doctor to discover the cause, the root cause of the person's problem. It's a very difficult mission to seek out what exactly is causing the person to suffer. That's what you pray when you say Rifa'enu, Hashem, may you heal us. In that word is alluded to a request for Siyata Deshmaya, that the doctor should be able to identify exactly what the illness is. But that's only half the battle. Because after that has been achieved, the doctor very often can give a person a regimen of what he needs to do in order to be healed. He tells them, you have to stop eating meat. You have to stop eating fast food. You have to stop having sodium. You have to go for exercise. You have to do A, B, C, D. And if you're not going to stop these things, you're going to die. You have to stop smoking. You have to stop drinking alcohol. V'nei rofe is a request to Hashem that you, Hashem, help us achieve the prescription of healing that the doctor instructed us. So there are two parts to being healed. The person is not feeling well. He goes to the doctor. You need a good doctor to identify what exactly is the problem. It's not always obvious what the problem is. A person can be a glutton, and it can be overweight, and it can be all these things, but that's not necessarily the reason. All the things that he's doing wrong is not necessarily the reason why he's not feeling well. There can be other factors that he's not aware of. You need Siyata Deshmaya, Rifa'enu Hashem, to identify the core of the illness. Then you need Siyata Deshmaya V'nei Rafei. You should help us, Hashem, in giving us the strength and the ability to follow the instructions so that we indeed are healed. That's why we have two different words. Identify the illness. Number two, we should merit to be able to listen to the instructions and indeed be healed. Okay, and then there's another idea with a repetition. This idea I find very, very powerful. It's more of a drush. And what it says is as follows: Rifa'enu Hashem, you Hashem heal us. V'nei rofe. V'nei rofe means, and we will be healed. Who is the we? Rifa'enu Hashem, v'nei, and we will be healed. Who's the we? You Hashem. When Klal Yisrael is sick, Kaviyachol, Hashem, you're also sick. We're all sick together. Being that we have a principle, Yisrael, v'oraisa, v'kudsha brichu charu, that Klal Yisrael is directly connected to Hashem, when we are not well, you, Hashem, you're also suffering with us. No, everyone knows the famous story. I don't remember who this was said about. One of the Gedol Yisrael, he went to the doctor. So his wife, she broke her foot, something happened. So they come into the office, so the doctor says, what's wrong? What's the problem? So the husband, who was perfectly healthy, says to the doctor, our foot is broken. Our foot hurts. Our. What do you mean, our? He should have said, my wife's foot is broken, is in pain. He just naturally said, our foot is not functioning correctly. Because in a real healthy marriage, in a relationship, that's right, it's our foot. Klal Yisrael with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in our relationship with Him, we are one. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, heal us, we're sick. And then V'nei Rafei will all be healed. Even though we're physically the ones that are suffering, but you, Hashem, you suffer with us. So when you heal us, you're really healing yourself. And we say this all the time in davening. We say, Asei leman shemcha, Asei leman shemecha. Don't do it for us. Im lo lemancha, Asei leman shemecha. If you don't want to save us for our sake, we're not deserving, so do it for your sake. If a person is a family, we all know that if a person is not feeling well, there's collateral damage to the whole family. If the wife, the mother is not feeling well, no one's getting supper in the family. There are 12 children, and the mother is not feeling well. Guess what? There's no supper for nobody. No one's getting supper tonight because there's no one making supper. No one's being taken care of. Therefore, when we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we suffer, what do you get out of it? You don't gain anything when we suffer. So we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, Refa'inu Hashem, v'nei rafei, heal us Hashem, we will be healed. It's going on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You also will gain from us being healed. Okay, now there's another idea. Now the truth is, this idea that I just told you, someone will apply this idea to the end of the bracha. End of the bracha, we say something very unique. Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. So last week we spoke about the idea of why it says the end of the bracha. It says Amo Yisrael, the Cholei of only the Jewish people. Why is it only for the Jewish people? Hashem is a healer for the entire world. And in fact, we'll make the bracha of Asher Yotzar. We'll make Asher Yotzar. We make a bracha Rofei Chol Basar Umafli La'asois. So there we say Rofei Chol Basar. And here we're only saying Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Why in the bracha of Asher Yotzar do we refer to mankind, whereas here we're referring to only the Jewish people? Okay, so that was a question we discussed last week. We gave less a more of an esoteric answer, and that is that the source of all healing for the world comes from Klal Yisrael. Just like we discussed last week, that when it comes to Parnassah, the Parnassah to the entire world is channeled through Eretz Yisrael. Hashem sends down bracha to Eretz Yisrael, and through Eretz Yisrael comes Parnassah to the entire world. Likewise, refuah is channeled to Klal Yisrael. And from Klal Yisrael comes refuah to the entire world. We don't see this. Okay, this is something which we don't see this happening. We don't see Parnassah, that the world is blessed with Parnassah being channeled through Eretz Yisrael. And likewise, we certainly do not see that refuah comes to the world for Klal Yisrael. Through Klal Yisrael, the world gets refuah. But this is the emunah, this is what we believe. And therefore, in the Shemone Eshrei, when we're describing the core refuah, so we say, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, through Klal Yisrael, refuah comes to the entire world. Okay, that was the idea that we discussed last week. But there's another, a very simple idea, based on what I just said, is the only bracha where we mention Amo, your nation Yisrael, is only by refuah. And the reasoning is because when it comes to illness, when one person suffers, everyone suffers. It's not just the patient. When Rachmana listen here about a person that's not well, in the hospital, he's going to a procedure, this, that. Everyone has heartache. Everyone's in it. Everyone feels the pain. And therefore, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rofei Cholei, you don't just say Rofei HaChole. Rofei HaCholem. Hashem, you are the healer of the sick. We don't even say Rofei Yisrael, Rofei Cholei Yisrael. We mention the entire nation. Because when one person is sick, everyone is sick. Everyone suffers. Everyone feels that pain, that this person is not where he should be. And we conclude the Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Cholei, you Hashem, you heal the sick of the Amo Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael. Now you take that idea and you go backwards, it's really the same thing. When you say Refa'inu Hashem V'nei Rafei Hoshi'enu V'nei Vashaya, I think on a much simpler level, that's really what it says. Okay, I started to you with a Vart, a very deep idea that I saw in Rabbi Mansour's Sefer, where he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Refa'inu Hashem V'nei Rafei, the Nei, the We is going on Hashem. We explain, because when we suffer, Hashem suffers. So Hashem is also kaviyachol, he is ill. If we are ill, Hashem is also ill. You don't need to come on to that. You don't need to go and say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ill. Hashem is different. But what it means, Refa'inu Hashem, heal us, heal the sick, v'nei rafei, then the whole Klal Yisrael will be healed. Because when one person is ill, everyone is ill. And the proof is, that's how the bracha concludes. The chasima, the conclusion of the bracha, is me'ein ha-chapsicha, is taken from the beginning of the bracha, and the beginning of the bracha, we mention, heal us, and we will be healed. Who's the we? Refa'inu Hashem. That's it. Why do you have to say we will be healed? When one person is sick, everyone is sick. Everyone suffers heartache. Everyone has to take off from what they're doing to help, to reflect, to feel their pain. So when we ask Hashem to heal the patient, we're really asking V'nei Rofe so that all of us will be healed. Okay, so that's one idea. Now let's go further. There's something very bizarre about this bracha, that it says, Rafa'inu Hashem V'nei Rofe, Hoshi'enu V'nivo Shea. It doesn't seem like those words really fit into this blessing. If we were tasked writing the bracha of asking Hashem for Refuah Shleima, would we ever fathom to put into the bracha this idea of salvation? What salvation? What kind of salvation are you asking for? Hashem heal us, Refa'inu Hashem V'nei Rofe, and then we should say, you want us to, even that we have to talk about what is the meaning of your our praise, and then just right away go into the blessing. What is this idea? Save us, and we will be saved. What's that all about? So it's a very difficult. I didn't really see anything that really jumps out that's very satisfactory of what this means. But what it appears to some degree from Al Mefarshim is, when a person is sick, is ill, it's different than all other problems in life. I don't know if it's really a little different, but maybe it's more pronounced. And that is, he is much, much more vulnerable to all of the problems of life. When a person is poor, Rachmana Litzlan, he doesn't have a job. You don't say in the bracha, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Azos, give us parnas and save us. Because people who are poor, okay, it's very hard, obviously, and they become vulnerable in many other areas of their life. But to a degree, relatively speaking, they're able to make believe. If a person is healthy, you always hear, the ikur is good health. Ah, what about being poor? You don't have a job, or the job you have, you hate it so much, it's miserable. There are a lot of problems in life. Persecution, okay, there's anti-Semitism. But if a person is healthy, you find a way to deal with the situation. You put on a good show. And you maneuver through life to get through life. But when a person is not well, it's much worse. He becomes vulnerable to everything else. He's easy prey for people to take advantage. Person's not well, someone will come into his house, have some help to clean up the house, they'll steal everything. Person's not well, if there's some a thief or an attacker, someone who wants to cause some physical harm, he's easy, he's an easy target. A person who's not well becomes vulnerable to life, to all of the difficulties in life. Therefore, it's specifically in the bracha of Refa'enu where we say, heal us Hashem, we will be healed. And we also right away say, save us, because there's no one protecting us. Under ordinary circumstances, a healthy person has the ability to protect himself, to fight for himself, to stand up for himself. But a person who is ill is extremely vulnerable, and he needs not just a refuah, he needs salvation from all of the forces of evil that are looking for easy targets to take, to attack, to take advantage of, and to steal, and to cause harm. So it's part of the tsar of not being well. We also need Hoshi'enu V'niva Shea. Okay, now we go to the next part of the bracha, and that is Ki Sihiloseinu Ata. You, Hashem, are our praise. Now, what is that? What is going on here? You are our praise. Since when do you add? What is praise? Praising Hashem have anything to do with healing? I mean, what's going on here? What's this concept about? So you can answer on a very simple level, is that when a person is healed, a refuah is created, it brings about, just from experience, it brings about a joy that's unparalleled. You know, if the economy is in a slump, and you have a good president, and they come up with an economic plan to take the economy out of a recession, and unemployment dramatically goes down, and people have money, and everyone is spending, and the economy is booming, you never heard of a president making a party, a celebration, to celebrate the economy has been restored. But from our experience, we see that when, Rahmanul Islam, there's a pandemic, and then there's an announcement that there is a vaccine, this cause for celebration. Okay? You never heard a president say that it's a miracle that the economy picks up. But when you talk about the vaccine, it's a medical, it's a miracle. You heard Trump saying over and over, and this is a miracle. We're able to produce a vaccine in such a short period of time. People are getting the vaccine. They're able to go out of the house. They're able to resume living their life. The experience of refuah is one of a kind. They're pshat. We don't have to go look into any mystical, any deep memory chazal. Again, the question is, why is it that only in regard to healing, to refuah, do we inject into the blessing? Ki, because sihi lo seinu ata. You, Hashem, are our praise. You are our praise. Why? When it comes to Baruch Aleinu, when it comes to Mashiach, when it comes to Geula, ata chonin l'odam das, you don't find any of these blessings, all the different needs that we have in life, or even luxuries of life, do you find us breaking forth with an expression of praise? Only in the Shema, only when it comes to refuah do we say, Refa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafei, Ha'osh'einu v'nei Vashah, ki silo seinu ata. So, again, al derech pshat, forget about anything esoteric. That's a reality. When a person is sick, his whole body is in pain, he's weak, he has brain fog, can just slumps around, he just can barely move around, doesn't know what's coming, what's going, and then he comes back. There is a natural expression of praise to Hashem, of healing. It's just a matter of mitzias. Okay, that's Pashut. That's Pashut. But, and today, in this generation, I think we can really sense that. There's a certain feeling of joy people have, you know, being able to get back into the world, to come out of lockdown. We can sense that to be true in Derech Pshat. But I want to say another idea, which is a little bit more esoteric, and that is something very unique about healing. Really, there are two things that are very unique about healing. We'll do one at a time. And what I'm referring to is the principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the refuah koidem the makah. Nowhere does it say that when a person loses his job, does not have parnasa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already prepared in advance the solution before the wound. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decree, Rachmana Litzlan, there should be a recession in the economy. It doesn't say, I'm not aware of any Maimar Chazal that says that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu triggers a recession, he already put into place the conditions and the triggers and all of the variables that are going to be necessary to get the economy back where it should be. It doesn't say that. It would appear that if Rachmana Litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decision that he wants there to be in a country a recession, he wants people to have difficulty earning a living and suffer in such a way, he does it. How does the country recover? They have to do teshuva, obviously, or Hashem lets them suffer the amount of time He wants them to suffer for whatever reason, which is beyond our understanding. And then when Hashem says, enough is enough, okay, enough is enough, let me now figure out how to get you out of this difficult situation. What could we do in order to trigger a recovery? What could we do? Doesn't say anywhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already has all the pieces in place. All of the conditions are there, and now He's just going to press a button, and now everything is going to come to light all in order to bring about salvation. The only place we find such a principle is by Rachmana Litzlan, illness. Chazal say over and over, different sources for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boirei the Refuah Koidem B'Maka.
How does that work though in practicality, right? And there is an example, we have major illnesses.
Cancer. There's no cure for any of these diseases. I don't know the answer. It bothers me. The same thing that's bothering you bothers me very, very much. I don't know the answer. Many people don't survive. Many people have not survived. According to what I've read yesterday, over in America already, over 500,000 people died from corona. Already a number. Maybe they were saying 400,000 people. It's already up to supposedly 500,000 people, maybe even more. I don't know. Is that number accurate? I don't know. I don't know anything. Many people die, Rachman al Islam, all different types of cancer, all different types of diseases, heart disease. Oh, so where's the refuah? No, not everyone is zoicha. We're not zoicha. But we still have to have emunah in the Chazal, who have told us over and over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boirei the refuah koidem the maka. Do we merit to receive the cure? Obviously not. Not everyone. Obviously, that's the way the world is. Not everyone. But there's such a principle. And if we do merit, the refuah is already there. Doesn't say that about anything else. It doesn't say about the geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created the goyel in advance. Every generation, you want the geula, I will now bring forth a candidate who is eligible. I'm going to make him to the Melech HaMashiach. Only by refuah is there such a principle of, before I bring a makkah upon a person, the refuah, the healing is in place. That's why we only say by refa'enu ki sehila seinu ata. We already praise Hashem when we have the makkah. Right now, we're not well. We're davening with all kavana, refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, heal us. Hosheinu v'nei vasheya. Okay, as we said, we explained that before. And we say, so right now we're suffering. And right now you say, ki sihilo seinu ata. Excuse me. First wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal us and get better. And then you'll thank Hashem. No, that's the way it works. Get a deal. The deal is, you do yours, I will do mine. You, Hashem, I'm not paying in advance. After you, Hashem, you heal me. Right now I'm suffering. Am I going to praise you? I'm not going to praise you now. It doesn't say anywhere you have to praise Hashem if you're poor. You're poor. No, you have to be a maimon. You have to have the emunah. You have to be supposed to go do. You're going to go and you're going to get all excited. You're going to say, you're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're in a matzah of poverty.
You're supposed to praise Hashem both on the tov and the rov.
Kishem, just mevarich, not to praise, to bless. To bless. Doesn't say to praise. Zimizmar lo asif. Kinu lo asif mi boile. Okay, there, that's a dear when the Chazal said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu by kinu lo mizmar lo asif. Bohu goyim benachaloscha. The goyim have entered into your holy place. You're going to praise Hashem for the churban? What, are you kidding? You're going to give praise? So the Chazal don't say, what do they say? They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really going to pour out his anger on man, on Basav Adam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead, he poured out his anger on stone and wood. and he saved man. So there, it's you're not praising Hashem for there's a reason why, because Hashem really is saving you in that case. That's not what you're doing by refuah. Refuah, you're not thanking Hashem for the makah. You're not thanking Hashem for the makah. The makah, you don't thank Hashem. I mean, you mavarich. Kishem, there's a very big difference in making a brocha, baruch ato Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, versus singing shira, saying you to praise Hashem. The pashtus is no tiki, no washi. Hashem, he does for what we as human beings, we perceive, we are entitled to see things in a certain way. When he goes and he does for us incredible kindness, then we reciprocate with giving shevach v'hoidah, praise. Bracha? To have emuna and to bless Hashem? That kishem shemivorchem ala tov kach mivorchem ala ra. But bracha is not the same as praise. But there's one exception, and that is illness. Because Chazal say, Hashem has created the refuah koidem the makah. Here we are, here we're stuck with the makah, and we're in a matzav of saying to Hashem, refa'enu Hashem v'nei rofe. That means that we're davening for people who are not well. So we have here the makah, we're suffering. And ordinarily you wouldn't praise Hashem, you wouldn't give tehillah until Hashem comes to your rescue. Those are the rules. Those are the rules of the game. You can give a Kodesh Baruch Hu bracha, but not tehillah. Here it's different. Because we have emunah that the refuah has already been created. And for that we thank you, we give you praise right now. Ki sehilo seinu ata. And then we proceed. Bring the refuah forward. We acknowledge we have a tzara, and we're praising you right now in advance. And then we go forward. Bring, just you know, go through the steps. The refuah is already here. Only by refuah. Now, the thing is, the problem with this idea is that it's not a problem, but how do you define a makkah? So in the most literal sense, a makkah is something physical, right? You have a wound. But Chazal very often like to expand the scope of a makkah to any type of tzara in Klal Yisrael. Esther Hamalka, the story of Purim. The story of Purim is not a story that you would say that you needed medical doctors. There are no medical doctors in Megillas Esther. Even all the jokers that find you know all the people they make fun of Zionism. They clap Hamad for the word Medina. You know all the jokers. They find all these funny words and they all make these funny jokes. You don't find any doctors in the Megillah that I'm aware of. Megillas Esther is not a medical class, but yet Chazal said that Esther was taken to Achashverosh before Haman cast his lottery. Lahashmid laharagul abedis kol hayudim. Before Haman went forward with his plan, Lahashmid laharagul abedis kol hayudim, what happened in the first few prokhmim of the Megillah? Vashti made trouble. She was removed. And Esther Hamalka was put in place. And then, Vayihi achar hadvarim ho'eleh. Gidal Hamelech Achashverosh es Haman ben Hamdasecho Agagi. And what does Rashi say on that pasuk? Oh, now that Esther was in place, the refuah is in place. Koidem Hamaka, before comes Haman, Lahashme Laharoi Gula Abed es Kol Ayudim Minav Yadzokin Tal Vnoshem Biyam Echad. So very nice. What's the problem? There is no problem. There is really no problem. But the only point I want to make is, this principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Borei the Refuah Koidem the Makah is not just a physical ailment. That it has to be, there's a cure for Corona before Corona came into existence. It has to be. It's just we don't know what it is. We don't see it. It's not obvious what it is. but we have emunah. It has to be. It's not just when it comes to a physical ailment. This is a hashkafic principle in every many areas of life. It's a very dramatic, it's a very vast concept, which we see in the Megillah applies to the suffering of the Jewish people in its entirety. Okay, so very good. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Whenever you want to whatever you want to categorize in this principle of a makkah and a refuah, you want to use those terms. And this requires study. When is it fair to use the term a makkah and the word refuah? After you will determine how to use those words. But if it's in the category of a makkah and a refuah, you can apply the principle of Hashem already has created the refuah. So you can say, ki siloseinu ato, right now, even before you say v'hale refuah shlem l'chol makkah seinu. Because in the ordinary world, you don't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise until the salvation comes. Those are the rules of the game. But if the refuah already is here, then you can. I know some people, they're not going to like this. Mr. Rapport, you're probably thinking about what they say about nishmas. Okay, there's this thing about nishmas, that a person, Rachmano Litzlan, he's suffering. The truth is, not so poshut. You see, I'll bring you a ride that I'm right. People, they don't understand this thing. There's this Kabbalah, there's this thing with saying, when a person, Rachmano Litzlan, has a tzara, so they say nishmas. It became a new craze today. A new fad today, that you should say nishmas the whole day. Arts will even put out very recently a little sefer on nishmas. I think it'll be Shul Besser, he's one of their big writers. He wrote like a little kuntres, a very nice book on nishmas. Those sound like Vertloch to explain nishmas kol chai, what's it all about. The true segula, if you want to use that word, which is not a nice word, is if a person is suffering, he should be mekabel upon himself. I accept upon myself that when I get out of this difficulty, I will say nishmas with my full heart and soul. The true Kabbalah, if I remember correctly, is not to say nishmas now, when you're in the tzar. That's not the Kabbalah. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say, make a deal with Hashem. Hashem, if you get me out of this tzara, you know what I'm going to do? It's not going to be business as usual. I will sit down and say the entire nishmas slowly and carefully, word for word. I'll do it 10 times, 20 times. I'm going to say nishmas to thank you if you will get me out of the tzara. You make a deal. I'm not saying nishmas now. Why should I say it now? You didn't do anything for me yet. If you will do it, I accept upon myself, I pledge, I commit myself to say nishmas. I don't have to say nishmas. If you bring me salvation, there's no obligation for me to say nishmas. Maybe I'm a chuyif to go and make birchas agoymel. Very good, so you make birchas agoymel. And if it doesn't work out, so I'll make a bracha v'dayin ho'emes. No difference, I'll make a bracha no matter what happens. But if you will get me out of this difficulty, then I pledge to say nishmas. That's what you're supposed to do.
You say it every day.
What?
You only say it once a week,
don't we? No, you can say whenever you want. You can say nishmas, you can take it right now, when this year is over, you can go say nishmas 20 times. Nothing wrong, no harm done. Whenever you want, you can say it. People today, they get so carried away with this Kabbalah, you know what they do? They say nishmas every single day, with a lot of kavana. It's very nice, and there's no rav that's going to tell them they're doing the wrong thing, but that's not what the tradition is. I don't know where it comes from. I'm sure it's probably in that sefer. Remember, I'm sure best sefer. It says with the whole source of this. But the original tradition, as far as I remember, is you make a deal with the Creator and you tell Him, you get me out of this hole, I will then say nishmas. If you don't get me out of this hole, I'm not saying nishmas. Too bad. If you don't get me out of the hole, I'll say to you, a bracha, baruch ato Hashem, lokeinu melech olam, dayanu emes. Then I'll say, dayanu emes is not nishmas. Dayanu emes is a bracha.
So is gomel. We bet gomel.
No, gomel, you only say gomel. Gomel is like nishmas. Gomel l'chayavim tamim. Gomel is, it's not even nishmas. Gomel is just...
Well, we do it only once.
Right, but nishmas is tehillah.
Every time I
You don't say Shem Malchus. You can't go make a bracha. You can't make a bracha with Shem Malchus. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech. That is awesome. All that is very limited when you can make a bracha. But to say a tefillah of Nishmas, even if it has Hashem's name, you can say as many times as you want. That's permitted. That's not a bracha. Saying the formula Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam is categorically forbidden unless the halacha permits you to do so. But to praise Hashem, to sing, say Shiros v'Sishbachos, whether it's psukim or whether it's your own composition, that is permitted. But you have no obligation to do so, not now and not after you receive salvation. You want to make a Kabbalah. So you see from that concept is that the Tehillah comes afterwards. The exception is this bracha ki sihilo seinu ota, because there's a principle when it comes to refuah. The refuah is koidem the maka. Okay, the other thing we're out of time now. One other quick thing that you said on Nagam is that there's another principle when it comes to refuah that's very different, and that is the shechina is resting upon the head of a choyle. It doesn't say anywhere that if you don't have parnasa and you're out in the street, Rachamana Litzlan, a homeless person on the subway begging for money, it doesn't say anywhere that the Shechina is resting upon this person's head. No matter what his problems are in life, the Shechina is not resting upon his head. The only place where it says that the Shechina is l'mala merashoysav of a person is by a chayla. And therefore, the nature of the bracha of Refa'enu reflects that principle. Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe. V'nei Rafa, we started today. V'nei Rafa means we will be healed. We said one idea. We refers to you also, Hashem. You also will be healed. Hosheinu v'nei Vasha, you'll also be saved. When we suffer, you suffer. So when if we don't have parnasa, so say Hashem, you're also suffering. No. Because Hashem is distant. You can't say we. The only time you can say we is when Hashem is right here in front of you. The only place where it says that the Shechina is resting upon the head of a chole is by illness. So then you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in much, much more direct terms. You can say we. We means you also, Hashem. If I'm suffering, you're suffering. Okay, so these are the unique philosophers reviewing the Kitz and Nimrod, what we did today. We spoke about the repetition, Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, the repetition, it's really based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah, why there's a double expression, but it's altered a bit. And we said really Jush, it's the neshama and the guf. There are 365 evarim, 365 parts of the body, corresponding to the ramach evarev u'shesagidov, which teaches us indirectly that there are two parts of the body. There are parts of the body that are positive, that are working to do things, and there are parts of the body that are there to prevent things from going wrong. Loisas say elements in the body, and there are positive elements in the body, and you have to know which part of the body is malfunctioning or to what it corresponds to. It is tikkun to the neshama, refuas hanefesh, refuas the guf. That's why there's a repetition. Okay, then we discussed when it says at the end of the part, Rafechle Amo Yisrael, if one person in Klal Yisrael is sick, everyone feels their pain, and that's why it says Amo Yisrael. And that's also why it says V'loshen Rabim V'nei Rafe, heal us, and we will all be healed, the whole Klal Yisrael. When one person is sick, everyone has heartache. And then we discussed why it says V'nei Rafe, Hosheinu V'nei Vasheya, because when a person is sick, he's vulnerable to all of the wicked people in this world, much, much more so than any other tzara in life. When a person is not well, there's a degree of vulnerability that he needs salvation. And then we discussed why it says these two ideas, is that what's unique about refuah is the refuah is koidem the makkah. And number two, only by refuah is the shechina resting upon the person's head. And that changes the dynamics of relating to Kadosh Baruch Hu in these blessings, and why we can say Ki Silo Seinu Ata. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for coming and listening. L'Shem next Thursday, Abolein L'Toivo, we're going to do the next bracha. We're done with this. We're going to go weiter. Borech Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashan Hazais. Rabbi, have a wonderful evening. Again, thank you for coming, everyone.
Are you going to do anything on Shavuos, Rabbi
Levin? Oh, you're saying good. You're saying that since next week is Erev Shavuos, so you're right. Maybe we'll do something on Shavuos. Akdamos, or maybe it's a piskam, or nusach of tefillah. Okay, you're saying good. We'll probably do something on the siddur relating to Shavuos. You're right. You're correct. Forgot about
Rabbi
that.
Rabbi Ephraim is speaking at Young Israel the first night of Shavuot at 1 o'clock.
How do you know that? Were you there when Shulman came into the room?
I was there when he gave you the job.
You know how many people come to hear me in Israel at 1 o'clock in the past years? Maybe.
Okay.
Less people than this year.
Myra, what is the question? Can you have cake about it?